Wonder Soul.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Wonder Soul podcast. And I start off by saying welcome back because obviously, if you've been following this podcast or anything that I've done with Wonder Soul content related, you'll notice that there hasn't been a lot of new episodes. There hasn't been new conversations or any sort of content here other than some music related stuff, like what we or what we do in the shadows. That's a TV show. We interrupt this program and also just trying to put the Wonder Sounds over here as well, because I feel like that music auditorial experience is just best to be experienced that way. So other than that, though, I hadn't really put any other episodes out. And, you know, this is how Wonder Soul all started. And I just wanted to, you know, talk about the elephant in the room when it came to that before I got started on today's episode and topic. And I think they all tie in together, hopefully. Excuse me as I cough and clear my throat here and there. This is all going to be related, I think, hopefully. So let me start from the beginning. So the last couple months to 6 months have been pretty crazy in my life. And I had started a new job full time. Up to that point, I was pretty much just doing a lot of content, you know, and that's why I was able to put out so much content at that time in the last few years. And then, you know, obviously the pandemic happened. There was lockdown. You know, but I started this job. It was night shift, so that was like something I had to get used to. And honestly, I considered myself to be a night owl, but I think after experiencing that job on a full time, 40 hours a week routine, 5 days a week, or five nights a week, I should say, I have a new respect for it. And I have a new respect for anybody who has to work that shift or who, you know, enjoys it, because there are people that just, that's their thing. Night shift works for them. But over the last 6 months, I've felt like the most unhealthy that I've felt in a long time. It was hard to balance my energy. That was just a big focus for me. You know, just trying to stay healthy in general where I could during everything. Being out there in the workforce during this pandemic was something new to me in a lot of ways. And I know for a lot of people listening, you know, they've worked through the whole thing and everybody has different experiences with it. But over the last couple months, things got, you know, with the holidays, stressful. And anyways, to get to the point, I, after 2 years avoiding it, got COVID. Right before Christmas. So I had to deal with that throughout the holidays. And at that time, I was told to have a 10-day quarantine. And I cleared it up with my workplace, and they knew what the situation. And there was certain, you know, guidelines that they were following, that I was following at that time. But at the halfway point of my quarantine, which, you know, it was rough. It was. And not to get into this, and I know everybody feels differently, and I can only speak about my experience, and I can only tell you how I feel, and I can only tell you what I believe in, and I'm open to those discussions, and I'm open to those other opinions, but I'm not going to shy away from talking about what I know. And I know, you know, a little, you know, about a lot of things. But so around the halfway point, the CDC had changed their policy or their guidelines or the recommendation, whatever you would like to classify it. They changed it to 5 instead of 10, like literally cutting it in half. And for me and most people that I had spoken to, you know, you could tell where the motivation was, you know. Businesses, the economy during the holidays, people were short-staffed, short-handed. And, you know, if anybody were to go into quarantine, 10 days is a long time. And I started to realize that. But I was very thankful for it too, because, you know, when you're sick, you have that period where you're sick, and then you have that period where you need to recover. Like, you may not be feeling like quite as sick and down, but your body is like regenerating. It's healing still. And you need that time to rest and recollect yourself. So anyways, just to speed along, anyways, my workplace tried to get me to come back to work earlier. I told them, you know, hey, you know, I'm still experiencing symptoms and I don't feel like morally right to go back to work and expose anybody. I don't want to take any chances. I've done everything I've, you know, thought was right up to this point. And, you know, the probability that I had received this from being in my workplace just was kind of like, no, I think I'm going to stick to my original recommendation that my doctor would give me anyways, my job, let me go. And, you know, that's not how I wanted to start 2022. And then before that, just being sick and going through that. But man, it's just been weird. It's been very weird. And that's the word I will, you know, confidently use, because yeah, it's been tough, but I tried to stay optimistic. I was feeling like, you know, maybe I needed to make a change. And I wanted to go about it the right way, obviously, but then, like, you know, everything played out the way it did. With that all being said, while I was sick and how that process started to begin, and the, you know, just, I'm an overthinker. So the moment like they started to contact me during that, I was really just, I couldn't not think about it. And that really interfered with how I was like recovering and resting. And, you know, it already sucked to be sick during the holidays, you know, Christmas, New Year's, like I couldn't participate with any of the activities. I was basically just inside locked down, you know, got out in the backyard to get fresh air and vitamin D every now and then. And I was sleeping a lot. But to say all that and to catch you guys up to where I've been mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, I was still optimistic then, and I'm still optimistic now. You know, somebody had told me that, you know, hey, at least it wasn't a job that you went to, you know, college for 4 years plus student loans. It's a job. I'm thankful for the job and everything. And obviously, I know and understand that businesses all around the world, but I can speak for here in the West, in the United States, yeah, it's really rough and things are not really getting any better. And shout out to everybody who's out there every day. Whatever you do, you're putting yourself out there, and I got to salute you. And I want to get back out there, and I'm going to. But going through that, I started thinking, going into the next year, 2022, you know, and get into that mind frame of like, okay, this examine everything. What do we like? What do we not like? What do we need to do moving forward? Let's reflect. And then this, like, think ahead. And one consistent theme was repeating inside my head, and also just was oddly being, you know, portrayed in real time through these sequence of events. And I have more clarity looking back now, but, you know, even at that time I could tell. And the consistent theme is just knowing your worth, like, know your worth in this life. Everybody comes from different circumstances and situations, but I think I just wanted to make sure for myself moving forward that my self-worth, my self-care, my physical and mental health was like priority. And most things would not be worth jeopardizing that and coming before that. And, you know, if it was doing anything short-term, long-term to diminish that or any progress or, you know, to make me feel less than. And there were just certain moments where I really felt that way. And you know, I knew that my life and the life around me, that, you know, with the people that I interact with the most, like, that was precious to me. And to put any of that in jeopardy, and you, I don't know if you've ever experienced it. It's one thing to hear about going through that. What I mean is COVID. But it does put things into perspective. It's a scary thing out there that you're hearing about all the time for like 2 years. It's affected everything. And there's been so many faces to it, you know, people who have not had symptoms, people that have had symptoms, people that have been in the hospital, people that have died, unfortunately. And, you know, thoughts go out to you if you've lost anybody, or even just lost anybody in general, because life kept moving on, right? Like, you, if you had goals, if you had plans, if you had anything in the last few years, it was affected, if not canceled or removed. And it just, like, I don't know, it just really ignited something that my self-worth was pretty low. And I think, like, content was also something at this point where balancing it with work, you know, it was really hard to, like, you know, put so much effort into something and be so motivated to start to lose that and just start to lose that passion and start to feel like you've invested so much time into something and you're never going to know if it's ever going to be worth it. How do you validate that, you know, and just like wanting to learn how to go about it better moving forward, or if you should move forward. You know, social media does that. The internet does that. It's a numbers game. It's a reaction game. It's an attention game. It's strange. It's bizarre, and it's not good for everyone. And I questioned if doing content was good for me, like good for my mental health. I questioned the amount of time and energy I put into certain things, and not only in content. And like I said. You know, I can only speak from my experience, and I'm not going to try to make this very long-winded, but I know it might turn into that a little bit, so I apologize. But I started questioning, like, the energy and time you put into everything, like people, relationships, your hobbies, the energy and time you put into your diet, that you put into your thoughts, your fears, your goals and ambitions. Like, basically who you are. And, you know, I've just come to a firm belief that, you know, that time and energy is precious. And you got to have these moments where you check yourself or you ask yourself, like, am I putting too much in and not getting enough back? You know, or is it vice versa? Like, where are we at? And when it comes to people, like, you need to examine your relationships. Like, people might be good for you at a certain moment in your time. But, you know, those relationships change. And even though they become part of a routine, like, you're so used and accustomed and comfortable having them in your day-to-day life or something, it may not be good for you. And I mean, these are just honest, like, ways that I've analyzed things, because, like, I don't know. It just feels like when I went through everything I went through during the holidays and getting this year off to that kind of start just either led me down two roads and I had to pick, like, was this going to be a very defeating end of the world? Like, everything sucks. No hope. There's nothing. Nothing's worth it. Like, do I further support those negative emotions or feelings that I have struggled with for, you know, quite some time? I think when I stop and think about it, or do I take it as an opportunity? And that was my Bluetooth speaker going out. Sorry. This is just unedited, unfiltered, just straight from the dome, straight from the heart. This is just how I feel. And I'm trying to convey that in the best way possible. So yeah, and the second choice was pretty much to consider it an opportunity, a lesson, reevaluate things, and a chance to find a better path or better situation that synced up more with me, that was better for my mental health, better for my physical health, all that. I had to feel that way. Like I felt naturally gravitated towards that answer because like things can get really bad. And I think we've all had some really low points. And I just also have to be honest with myself about certain things. I think that you can want to do something for so long, or if you have an idea or something, and it's just waiting for someone or something to make a choice. And, you know, sometimes when you don't make a choice, something or whatever you really believe in, it feels like there's a choice made for you. And that was one of those situations where, in a weird sequence of events, like, though I had leaned towards making positive changes for myself while staying employed, doing my thing, and then also with content, just other things in my life, I had these ideas, but I hadn't acted on them. It's like I was waiting for something to just kind of push me over the edge with it, you know, to jump, take that leap of faith. Because with any choice, you just don't know truly the outcome, no matter how guaranteed it might be. But, you know, I had to, because most people, I think, would look at when you lose certain things that it diminishes your value. It diminishes your worth. You feel less than because you have less than you did before. But it depends on what you consider things. Like, yes, you might have lost these certain things, but on the other side of that, you could look at it as you've gained other things as well, like opportunity. Which was big. I think some of us can feel very trapped to circumstances created by ourselves or created before us. And so freedom and opportunity are things that I think are part of the American dream, that are part of just like a lot of people's motivation in life and purpose. We're all striving for those things. You want money to provide more freedom. You want freedom to provide more, you know, happiness and less stress. All those things are kind of tied in together, and you need opportunities for that. Good opportunities. So just, you know, to really get to some kind of closure with this, because I don't know if I've really expressed like knowing your worth, in the best way that most people would have expected if you listen to any other podcast or whatever. But, you know, just it was just something where I was turned into this, like, I guess, identity of thinking I need to keep that as a priority. I need to know my worth. I can't let other people dictate that for me. I can't let what I do, what I wear, how I talk, how I, you know, what I like, what I don't like. I can't let outside forces control and create that for me. My life is not something that's on a stock market for other people to perceive whether I'm high, low, valuable, or invaluable. But unfortunately, in today's society, more than ever, I think we promote this idea of exposing ourselves, putting ourselves out there to be judged, to be valued. And we look at certain things as measurements or tools to give us an answer, whether it's right or wrong, depending on how you what your outlook on life is. And, you know, so that was just something mental health wise that I felt like I had to let go, because I'm a firm believer that you got to let go of things to receive things. Like, you can't have it all, right? So if you can't have it all, it's kind of like, think of your life as like a memory card, right? Like, you can save and accumulate all these things, but at one point, you know, you're going to have to delete something to save something else. Right. So life works like that, I think. And I think a lot of our stress and frustration comes from our resistance to that concept, you know, by wanting it all the time. pleasure seeking, bunch of things like that. And, you know, I'm thankful to have the support I have and the people around me. And I think that's incredibly undervalued, but it's so important that you surround yourself with people that are there to see the best for you, that are a great supporting cast to your dreams, and that want to see you healthy, successful, and you feel it. You know, you feel it in different ways, big and small, because a little goes a long ways. And, you know, stop keeping people that feel like they're not. And that sucks. I know. You know, I am so picky now with who I put my time and energy in. And it's just is what it is. But it's a sucky feeling to invest in something, anything, and then lose it all. And it's all about just being honest with yourself about who you are today. And you can pick up on the trends. You can pick up on the signs with anything. If it's a job that you're just constantly going, I hate this job. This job 5 days out of the week makes me want to vomit. Like, I dread it. It brings so much stress to me for the 8+ hours that I'm there. Then when I get home, it's all I can think about. It drives me crazy. Like, when your life is filled more with things that do that to you, whether it's a relationship, people, anything, a job, career, something's got to give, dude. And we're smart enough to be aware of that. Like, it's just hard. It's extremely difficult to make that choice. I feel like the right things for us are usually followed with like challenges that are often seen as difficult. And, you know, I just encourage you to look at that. I encourage you in some way to think about these things, because from my own experience, and it may be something that you've experienced in the past, and maybe something you will experience. It may be something you experience now, because I know, if I know anything, that the last few years plus have been extremely taxing and draining to people. The first thing I noticed when I got back into the workforce since the pandemic was just seeing the tiredness on people's faces. Like, people are overworked, underpaid. And that's where it came from. It just felt like, know your worth. Your life is worth something. Your experience here is not dictated by those who have come before you. There's always some kind of opportunity that you can create, if not work towards being in the right space, the right place to achieve that. And there's so many things that we surround ourselves with, unfortunately, that are there to keep you where you are, to keep you unhappy, to keep you unhealthy. And they don't want to see you change, because change is scary to people. And even though it's scary for the person going through the change, you'll realize real quick how people resist that. Until they're ready, nobody should be ready. So sometimes you're going to just be pushed into a situation. And sometimes you have, if it's been thoughts and feelings in your mind and you haven't pulled the trigger yet on that, you know, I highly encourage you to, you know, think about that. Think about doing that. So anyways, I'm good. Like, I just, this felt really good. The podcast has always been a very zen place for me to just talk. And, you know, this might be the only solo episode you will get for quite some time, because my main focus and goal with the podcast, if I am to commit to it long-term, is to make sure that I bring on other people to have these kind of conversations, and they won't always be deep. We'll talk about really cool lax stuff like video games, anime, pop culture, I don't know, sports, all the things that I like. And that's something I value a lot right now, and I'm committed to doing that. So I just wanted to kind of open up to you guys, and hopefully by sharing this experience, sharing this story that's ever growing right now, it's still ongoing, you might get something out of it. And that's worth it to me. So hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are healthy whenever or wherever you're listening to this episode of the podcast. Be sure to check out the YouTube channel, subscribe. We're on the road to 1,000 subs. I have been streaming a little bit on Twitch. Who knows what we'll do? I've been streaming also on YouTube. Streaming's just a cool social way to hang out and just chill with people. It's been kind of difficult to do that lately, and I really appreciate those who have been stopping by the stream. So thank you. So that's Wondersoul on YouTube and Twitch. But be sure to check out this podcast wherever you would like to listen. And if you have friends that you think would like anything that we're doing here, volume 17 is currently in production. Very, 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 very excited about that. Took a very long time. Was supposed to come out in October. Who knows when it will come out, but I am working on it, and I'm just making sure that it's exactly what I want it to be. And when it comes out, it will be available where you listen to this podcast. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. There's so many platforms now for podcasts. But with all that being said, thank you guys for being patient with me, being understanding, being so supportive. I put out a tweet not too long ago, kind of summing up some of this experience that I talked about earlier. And, you know, the amount of support and response that I got from that is so encouraging and so uplifting. So you know who you are. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me. And thank you for giving me your attention and time to listen to this episode. I hope you guys got something out of it. I hope to talk to you again very soon. Hopefully I can get into a very nice routine, no matter what the future holds, as far as my primary source of income and, you know, productivity. But content will always be something that I will enjoy and try to incorporate into my life, because it is something that I cherish. And it's all about working out the kinks and trying to figure out what's best for you. And that's it. All right, you guys do good. Take care, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Wondersoul. 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 Wondersoul.